Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When successful author, art collector, commentator, and radio host Alvin Hall was growing up, he couldn't wait to get out of Wakulla County, Florida. There was the poverty and racial segregation of the county. There was also the lure for Alvin to travel the world and find a place where the color of his skin wouldn't matter, wouldn't, for instance, cause his school evident shame when he became the school's first black valedictorian in 1970. Perhaps shame was the reason his achievement had been wiped from the record books by the old administrators. Wakulla High School wanted to restore the historical record, though, and achieve a measure of reconciliation by honoring Alvin with his own special day. Although the high school integrated in 1967, the majority of blacks lived in a neighborhood called The Field, remnants from slavery, off a rural road now called Shadeville Road. Alvin Hall's childhood home sits back about 25 feet from that road, a short walk to The Field, where some family members still live. On his journey to his special day, Alvin goes home, and from the car window, it all comes back. The lessons of faith to keep going, the value of family support, and the importance of counting every penny.
This was not Shadeville Road when I grew up. It was just a rural route road. This was all empty land. None of this was here. Right up here on the right, that is what we call The Field. And we'll drive around there, and that's where my relatives lived. And then if you start to slow down right up here, that was our house. That's the house.
Now, this is a magnolia tree, and that's an azalea bush. My grandmother really loved flowers. Really loved flowers. When I was born, my grandmother had lost a child. We didn't know this for years. And I was essentially handed over to my grandmother. And my mother was here, but I was raised with my grandmother almost all my life. That was the boys' room. And this was a tiny, tiny room. I slept on the outside. Quentin slept in the middle. Andre slept near the wall.
This is where it all began for Donnell Hall. Yes, Donnell was what I was called. Alvin Hall, financial educator, author, art collector, and occasional media personality, didn't come along until I got to college. For all the personal finance advice I've given over the years, it was here where my financial education began. And, like so much in my life, it came from my grandmother. She gave me $50 when I left for Yale Summer High School, and she said to me, "Donnell, you are all you will ever have. Protect what you have." Those words have stayed with me. And that's because we didn't have much. One of my great heroes, James Baldwin, said it better than me. Anyone who has ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. And that has never left me or my sister Linda.
We talk more about how we're going to get from one day to the next day, how much money we need to come in, what bills we need to pay.
It's a different kind of poverty in that you don't have money, but you have land. So all you need to be able to do is to scrape together enough money to be able to buy some seeds and have a good season. And you can feed yourself. You can go fishing down at the Wakulla River. That river fed us growing up. This is where you catch the mullet. Over here in the shallower area is where you'd catch brim and smaller fish. And then you get your cane pole with bait on it and lure and watch them eat. And as soon as they got in the mouth, you pull it up and catch them in the mouth and bring them up and cast them over here. And then go and do it again until you caught about 15 or 20.
I don't think we had running water until 68, 69. I know that when I went off to Yale Summer High School, we did not have an indoor bathroom. It was just a summer program at Yale. I don't think it lasted very long, but it was an amazing experience for me because you had to take classes in biology, literature, mathematics. It was really a broad spectrum of things. And I was not a good writer. And that program really helped me a lot and really gave me a lot of the skills that I have today.
One class I didn't need at Yale was Bible class. The local church was and still is central to life, family, and community in Waukala County.
How you doing?
I'm Alvin Hall.
Oh, I know you are. You ain't got to tell me who you are. We all family. We grew up together. I know. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Yeah. So this is the church where I went in and got religion. This is the church where I was a member. And when I moved off to college, my grandmother paid my burial dues. So if I died, there'd be a place where they could have a funeral. The Ten Commandments have been there since I was a boy. I still remember.
Now, your mom wrote these.
Yeah, this is my mother's. Yep. And here are all the dues you would pay.
And that's 25 cents.
25 cents. Oh, there I am.
Is where?
Yeah, that's me.
Sure is.
Yeah, they just called my name.
Donnell Hall.
Yep, that's what they call me. Wow. Brother Donnell Hall.
It was in this part of the village that I ran into one of my favorite relatives since childhood. My cousin Dorothy Harris, called Dot by all of us.
Hello, Dot.
Hey,
hey, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, good. Don't you look the same, Dot?
You.
Hello.
Danielle out of Claire.
I know. It's so good to see you.
Look at you. You are looking good.
You are too.
You are looking. You have not changed that much at all. When we were growing up, Dot did hair here. Dot straightened hair on the back porch.
Still.
My mother would come in and have her hair straightened by Dot, and we would all play out there in the front yard.
It was him, his sister Linda. He was the boss of the girls. And they wouldn't come in the house until they got ready to eat dinner. He was the boss. I tell you, this is something just to see you again.
It's good to see you again.
It's a wonderful day.
Alvin Hall's visit home didn't just reintroduce him to the familiar faces and places of his past. It also brought him closer to members from his father's side of the family. His father, long past, was not in Alvin's life, and he has very little memory of him. Tomorrow, Alvin's journey continues as he finds himself finally seeing a face that looks very much like his own.